Diamondbacks getting ready to start the season. Coyotes still in the thick of the playoff race with just a handful of games remaining. Great time to talk to our next guest who covers both teams for Fox Sports Arizona. Todd Walsh joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Todd, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We haven't talked in a while, but I have to, and it's well after the fact, but I wanted to tip my cap to you. The Shane Doan ceremony was fantastic, and I thought you did a wonderful job of hosting that. It was a great night.
Wow. Well, you know, I thank you. It was an out-of-body experience, and as I said on the ice, I think at some point I turned and said, we don't want to let you down to Shane, and speaking on behalf of everyone that was on the ice, because he had never let any of us down. That was from the heart, and I watched it the other day for the first time, and I'm convinced that it just kept getting better and better, and I didn't want it to end. And I think a lot of people that were there or were watching kind of felt the same way. It was the perfect thing for the perfect guy. And so thank you for, but it was about Shane.
Yeah.
Totally out of body experience for me.
To use your phrase about letting down, why are the Coyotes letting down right now?
Wow.
I mean, a bad time for a losing streak right now, but they're still in the thick of it.
Yeah, you know what? It was so weird. I was going to call you guys out and say, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, where they were in that playoff spot and everything was great. And I was listening to the radio and Paul Bissonnette was on and Luke Lipinski was on and Tyson was on. Everybody's great. Everybody's having a great time. And they lose five in a row and you call me. But that's my lot in life. You know what? This was a really tough road trip at a really, really difficult juncture of the season. And for the offense to disappear and the power play to just clam up was hard to watch. I was trying to put it in my head where I could place this trip and this week in the history of the Coyotes. I've been on just about every road trip they've ever had, and I'm hard-pressed to find one that was as difficult to absorb. Yet I woke up today and I went, oh, wow, the Blackhawks got 2 points, Colorado got one, and they're still very much alive.
But, right. You know, yeah, there's still that's the whole thing, because a lot of this hasn't made sense, Todd, in terms of just a team that decimated by injuries being able to hang as long as they have. To close this deal, what do you think they need to do to get past this road trip? And then a bigger picture, what is the level of importance to just getting in this year?
It's interesting. Rick Kocka was asked sort of that question by a national writer yesterday before the game on Long Island, and he said, look, you know, we've been underdogs all year, and it's been sort of some of the things, the mantra I've heard from some of the veterans along the way, but hey, you know, now the fact and the reality is you can still get in. I'm not sure. I think when it's all said and done and we look back on this year, I'm going to remember this month. I'm not going to remember this past week or however the next six games play out, because it's been unbelievable. And I just judge how I feel when I get up and I get ready to go to work and cover a game. And you guys know this. It can be really hard to do sometimes when the games absolutely mean nothing. And it has been the exact opposite. So I don't know if getting in is the thing. I mean, it's what this collective experience has been about. I am not ready to go on the air and say, hey, look what they've learned. Because I still think it's going to come down to the last couple of games. It's just no one's running away with it. Which goaltender can stay hot and stay relevant in that pack in the wild card? So there's that. To me, I'm a little concerned that they just keep riding Darcy Kuemper, because, frankly, they have to. I just hope that doesn't give up one soft goal on that entire road trip and it cost a game.
Yeah, wow.
That's how brutal the offense has been. And as I watched the game in Florida, and I heard what Tyson Nash said during the game, and he obviously has played this game, so he has an infinite amount of wisdom about it. He said they're tight. They look tight. And then Rick Tocchet walked right up to the microphone after the game and within seconds reiterated that. And I'm sure if you were watching and paying attention, that was pretty much part of the story arc that a lot of the guys were starting to feel the enormity of it. But yet I walk in that room, and I'm looking around, and there are a lot of veterans, believe it or not, in that room, guys that have been there and done that are shaking their heads saying, no, we should be enjoying this. So my hope is, long answer, that they turn this by tomorrow and realize, you know what, this really is cool. This really is why you play.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys haven't had that before, and I think they felt the pressure of it on the road. Now they're coming home. It'll be a raucous crowd tomorrow night with the Blackhawks in. Everything's on the line. So maybe they can blow through that and get over whatever it is that's making them, I think, tight.
Todd Walsh, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Even before this road trip, and I think people just, they set the benchmark. You get 4 points out of the eight on this road trip, you'd be okay. And the way the Coyotes were playing, people thought that that was possible. But even before that trip happened, I looked at these next three games versus Chicago, at Colorado, versus Minnesota, three teams that you're battling for that wild card spot with. And I, you know, starred all three of those games. I think they're even more important now. And I know there's three games after this stretch, but if they don't perform well, I think this is kind of the end of the road. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, but then on the same token, what if they do? What if they run the table this week? That's it. It's right there. I mean, and they got a couple of breaks, and teams are playing each other, and all those things are happening, and no one has distanced themselves. And Dallas still isn't even solidified for me. When I look at that, it's only 2 points or whatever it is. So, yeah, it literally is right there in front of him. And Rick Tocchet can play the card that he has played all year, and it's true. We are a day-to-day team.
Yeah.
So he can walk into that room tomorrow and say, okay, the trip's over. Here it is. It's right in front of you. We can put Chicago away right now, pretty much, and then let's see what happens. So, if you had told me that in November, I would have laughed at you. I remember when I got the press release that Schmaltz was done for the season. And I went, okay, well, they're shutting everybody down. And all of a sudden, they just kept climbing and kept battling, and their resiliency is real. And they've thrived on that.
All right, I want to grind gears and talk to you about baseball, Todd, if you don't mind. Why not, right?
I haven't even opened that book yet.
Oh, you haven't? No. Okay, then how about this? Instead of talking about opening a book, let's talk about closing the book. See what I did there?
Ooh.
Greg Holland over Archie Bradley. If you're Archie, are you cool with this? Does this mean anything to you?
Wow, if I'm Archie Bradley, that's a really good question. I'm not sure how to answer that because I think Archie wants to be that guy, doesn't he? Is that
his
assumption? So I would say that you can say a lot of things about a particular position before game one, and let's see what happens. I'm not sure if that's how it will play out. I do remember, didn't Torrey Lovello say on your radio station one afternoon, not long after the season ended, that he wanted Archie to be his guy?
Yeah.
That was obviously before Greg Holland showed up. But I don't know. I think I just feel like the closing position sometimes can be a fluid situation. So I'll reserve judgment on that. I think if Archie just stays with his track, he'll be just fine. And we all know, and we have seen so many times, that position before the ninth inning can be just as valuable, if not more so. So I'm going to walk that fence on that one.
We also know that in Torrey Lovello's time here, he's big on the concept of run prevention. That's a big part of the reason why the three catcher scenario exists. But going with three this year, when you've lost two of your best offensive players in Goldschmidt and Pollock, do you think it makes as much sense this year, Todd, to carry three catchers who might be a hindrance offensively?
Wow. I can't speak too in-depth to that moving forward, but looking back, I've sat there in those broadcast suites with my esteemed partners, and we would look at the roster and go, that's a seven-man roster in terms of offense. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to stomach that sometimes. So, that said, I anxiously want to see how that plays out. I know that was I understood when my Kazan came in, the first thing they wanted to do was solidify that catching position. They wanted to make the guy that was behind the plate, the guy that could calm that pitching rotation down, and those guys clearly did that. But this feels like it's a whole new world, doesn't it? So I really don't know the answer to that. I want to see that too. That's a big question for me.
Yeah. All right, and last thing about that, and again, maybe some of this stuff is premature, but you've got a real good instinct for this kind of stuff. When you look at the D-backs, there are a lot of people going, all right, look, Goldie signed for X amount of dollars. Why could the Diamondbacks not have signed that? What are your thoughts on all of that? And are you like me, where you kind of like, where you're trusting Mike Hazen and what he's doing and how cutthroat he can be, is kind of like carrying you through all this stuff, that maybe they've got really good reasons for doing what they're doing?
Yes, and I feel there's so much more to it. I feel like it was going to happen. It was just going to happen, and it might have happened earlier if not for that remarkable run they had in their first year of their administration, for lack of a better word. I've been reading between the lines and looking for tea leaves and reading all the comments out of St. Louis, and I just kind of shake my head, and I just kind of feel like it now, as I look at it, it was inevitable. It was going to happen. He was going to leave, whether it was who called it or not. I just feel like that's what it is. And I've been watching some of the things that have been presented on social media platforms and other places along the way. And I'm like, wow, they're really trying to tell me that they're having a really good time and everybody likes everybody and they're ready to move
right.
on. And my instinct on that is, what are you really saying to me? But if Paul's happy and content, I'm happy for him. And if this is really, truly the dawn of a new era, I have to accept that and say, all right, let's pump up the tires and let's go. And let's remember what was a really cool time and had some success. And I watched a really elite player play and go about his business for a long time. I wish him the best and we'll see what happens. But I just feel like this was going to happen. Does that make sense? Hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Todd, thanks so much for the time. We always appreciate it, man.
Hey, I have to pump one thing real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but at 4 o'clock today, I'm going to go meet my dear friend Mark Grace, my broadcast partner, at Don and Charlie's. We're going to do a shoot for our Baseball Day Arizona thing coming up on the 13th at Fox Sports Arizona, and it's our farewell to Don and Charlie's. I've had a stomach bug for like 6 days. I've been eating crackers and rice, so I hope I can deal with it, but it's the end of an era.
Oh, yeah.
I know Mark has an unbelievable rapport with Don Carson that goes back to his rookie year when he went in there for dinner with his parents in spring training.
Wow.
So it's our last supper, and it'll be a part of our show on the 13th. But I can't wait for this, but I'm feeling very nostalgic about it. I'm kind of emotional about going over there, and it's more than my stomach. It's real.
You better be up for the liver pate, my man. It's legendary there, dude. Even people that don't like liver say it's legendary.
Okay, I've never had liver, but today I'm in.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with that, Todd. Thanks.